It could become easier to build fourplexes in Bradford, thanks to potential zoning changes. Based on a report from Chief Administrative Officer Jeff McKnight, Council approved including fourplexes as part of ongoing efforts to update the town's zoning bylaw, during its April 2 meeting. Fourplexes are any dwellings that include four distinct units under one common roof, and commonly involve a structure divided both vertically and horizontally, with two units on the first story and two units on the second, but other configurations are available. The decision to include fourplexes follows from the February 20 Council directive to staff to begin work on an updated zoning bylaw to allow more accessory dwelling units, ADUs, in town. "We have this mandate to build more houses, and I'd rather build gentle density than more sprawl," Ward 2 Coun. Jonathan Scott said in reference to the provincial target to see Bradford add 6,500 homes by 2031. "This will set us up for success with the various provincial and federal grants." According to the report, the idea to include fourplexes came in response to the town's unsuccessful application in 2023 to the federal government's Housing Accelerator Fund, HAV, program, which staff had hoped would provide financial resources to help increase the town's supply of attainable housing. After the town was notified in late February that the application was denied, Scott reached out to the office of Sean Fraser, Federal Minister of Housing Infrastructure and Communities, and discovered a few ways any of the town's future applications could be more successful. According to the report, Fraser's staff provided benchmarks including upzoning and legalizing missing middle housing, which they define as fourplexes or more. "We always get requests for more apartments or more bungalows. This is sort of somewhere in between a bungalow and an apartment if it's built properly," Scott said. He suspects they could help provide affordable options for both young people and retirees looking to downsize, and could work well in the older part of town closer to the transit corridor, including the GO Transit station. Ward 3 Coun. Ben Verkake agreed that adding fourplexes to the zoning bylaw is right for Bradford, since we need to increase our density, but other councillors weren't so sure. Ward 6 Coun. Nicholas Harper said he supports fourplexes near transit, but worried about having them built too far away, especially with limited to zero parking options, and Ward 4 Coun. Joseph Giordano opposed the idea altogether. "This is not Toronto," he said. "I want this place to have a different look and feel, and fourplexes to me are not necessarily a great solution except for a very select location where it could work." Earlier on Tuesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made an announcement from Dartmouth, NS, including an additional $400 million for the $4 billion HAV and a new $6 billion Housing Infrastructure Fund, HIF. However, in order to access that funding, provinces and/or municipalities will need to meet certain requirements such as approving increased density and reduced parking minimums. During the same announcement, Fraser expressed support for fourplexes in residential areas as of right, but McKnight explained that staff will investigate possible permissions regarding lot sizes, locations, or access to transit and services as part of their review. The process is expected to include public consultation, including an open house and public meeting planned to be scheduled sometime in May. Afterwards, staff plan to present the updated zoning bylaw for council's approval.